Welcome, welcome. You're listening to our podcast, Two Massage Therapists and a Microphone. My name is Mark. I'm a registered massage therapist, registered kinesiologist here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I feel like I don't sound normal. Do I not sound normal?
I don't. And for anyone who's been listening to us for the last... He's yelling today. Like, you guys have
yelling?
No idea. You're loud
I was playing the guitar earlier and I had it piped up really loud in my headphones. And so everything, I think my ears are ringing and I'm sick and the whole bit.
Normally Mark, yeah, you're really loud right now for you. Normally Mark whispers and I can't hear him, but because he can't hear anything, he's yelling. No, don't do that. But anyone who's been listening to us for the last, I don't know, 6 years, how many times have you guys heard me sick?
7 years.
6 years. I know how to count.
I'm a massage therapist.
Well, for the last 6 years, you guys have heard me sick multiple times. I'm usually the one sounding like this. And this is probably the first time that you have recorded a podcast sick. So it was bound to happen at some point, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we have some cool guests here with us. I know that Leanne is in Quebec, and I realize I never asked Louisa where she is, but she can tell us when she introduces herself. So we're doing something a little different right now. Louise is only going to be with us for about 10, 15 minutes, but Leanne's going to be here for the entirety of the episode. Leanne is a massage therapist, and she's actually the organizer of the Canadian Massage Championships.
And she arm wrestles like a motherfucker.
And she arm wrestles. We'll get to that. And Louisa's here joining us because she's actually the 2023 world champion in all categories. So they're here to talk about the upcoming Canadian Massage Championships. If you didn't know that was happening, it's happening once again in Laval, Quebec in May. I think it's May 4th and 5th. Yes, I've got those dates right. We'll talk about that. But they just wanted to bring some awareness to Ontario specifically. Other provinces seem to know what's going on and be interested in it. But Ontario therapists, we know that, you know, this isn't really something that we know a lot about. You may have heard us talk about it on a few different episodes, but we thought, who better than to have the organizer of the Canadian Championships tell us what's happening. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Gracias.
That is always Leanne, by the way. Every time I see her, hello. She leaves me voice messages on Facebook and they all start that way. Hello. Since we only have Louisa for a short period of time, by the way, the reason she only has about 10, 15 minutes is because she is a massage therapist and she has to do a massage in 15 minutes, I think. So, Louisa, can we start with you? Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit of your background, how you became a massage therapist and how you decided to get involved in the championship and, you know, all those fun things.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me. Hello, Canada. Hello, Ontario. Hello, Wanda. Hello, Mark. Hello, Leanne. Thank you so much. I'm Luisa Vargas. I'm Dominican from the Dominican Republic. I emigrated to U.S. just 8 years ago. I'm a mom, middle-aged lady. That means post-teenager girl. My background is psychology clinic back to my country. But when I emigrated to U.S. with two teenagers, I have to start finding ways to work and raise my family. And I love massage. It's part of my culture. For us, massage is everything. You hit your head, you massage. You have a baby, you massage. You have a wedding, you massage. It's part of our culture. And my intake as a psychology clinic all the time, I recommend psychomuscle therapy, massage therapy, to relaxation, and to find balance into the body and the release trauma. When I get to US, I have the opportunity to start working in different fields. But my English, nobody good looking, I have to learn. And I went to massage school who gave me the opportunity to learn English at the same time I was studying, and the same time I was working and studying, working and learning in a preschool with special need kids. And was like a combination of knowledge and work and trying to find to survive in a different country.
Wait. Louisa, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. Yeah. Are you telling me that you learned English simultaneously while you're learning massage therapy?
Yep. And working in a kindergarten as an ABA therapist.
This is crazy to me. I mean, English is just a messed up language to begin with. It makes no sense. English is my first language, but I'm the first to admit that it makes no sense. Our grammar rules are just, what rules? It's all crazy. How difficult was it for you learning massage therapy in another language?
Well, I can tell you, when you have the need and you have a strong belief you can do things, doesn't matter your limitation, you go for. When I come to US, was not for a joke or for find a fancy or different way. I come here because one of my daughter have a rare disease in her heart and Children's Hospital have the solution. Mm. I leave everything in my country, book everything in one bag and come here with my two daughter without English, with wow. one hand in my front and one hand in my back. And thanks God with the kindness of the people, I going through that and I start finding the way to get a job, to survive and to learn things. Massage gave me that opportunity. Wow. Something I all the time I encourage in my country, yes, massage, massage. Massage become a part of my life here. And I get a study there. I get my license. I get my insurance, all my license for practice. I work 7 days per week. For the first 5 years, I have to left the kindergarten and just work. Thanks God, my daughters are okay. And I just become passionate, love, and grateful about the massage practice. Changed my life. And I'm not talking about only the opportunities for job and finance. No, not only that. Changed my life because she gave me the opportunity to see another thing of the human being. Mm-hmm. I worked with the mental health before, but when we connect body, mind, spirit, soul, and trauma release and give a goal, it's like a coaching section when you interact with your clients and become one for one goal. And that's how I work. That's what worked for me. And I developed that because in my case, with my lack of English in the moment, I have to build a strong connection with all the respect and dignity to help that people.
Wow. Where in the US are you, Louisa? Where did you study?
I'm in Boston, Massachusetts.
I like how you tried to put the Boston accent on there. It was a good try.
Why Boston?
Yeah. And in Boston being great because Boston is a big field with medical, big institution and an institution and corporation research. Boston is very big in the field of wellness and health, like a big and very respectful, very high educated people. And that's why when I started here in Boston, thanks God, I get involved with different doctors, people who mentor me, and I get more involved in the wellness and the sport massage because I start getting opportunity to start working with athletes. And when I start with athletes, I'm just 5'4". No, 5'3", for be honest. I'm a short little middle-aged woman and my 49 is 50 with just 129 pounds. How am I going to work in those giant NFL? How? Impossible. And then I said, well, I love what I'm doing. I believe that I can do it. Let me put together all the anatomic study, all the orthopedic study, all the psychologist study, all the ancient technique and all the technique around the world. I can learn and continue education in my background of Latin person. We move. Let's use all my entire body to create a protocol for their benefit because their body is $1 million package or more. Mm-hmm. We have to be very precautious with that. And that's how I developed LV7 for the knee of my clients, but for the D as me as a massage therapy to survive with those giants, to make the real protocol to can help them and to win their trust to continue growing with them. And that's how I built LV7. And LV7, as I say, Leanne, it's evolution because we evolute as a massage therapy. We one day we have 20, other day we have 30, other day we have 60. Why we have to stop being a massage therapy when we get to the point of an older age? No, we just have to evolute. That means learn different techniques and see how our body can handle that to make a right protocol for our clients. And that's what I'm going through now.
Well, I know you have to leave very soon. I just want to ask you before you do have to leave us, I think I know the answer to this based on the way you're speaking. You're obviously incredibly passionate about massage therapy. How did you hear about a championship and what motivated you to get involved and then ultimately win all the categories?
Well, that was in 2022. I start doing a lot of research about massage. And I see that like, oh, World Massage Championship. World Massage Champion. That sounds like a big. I get in through, see all the requirements, see all what it's about. Like, this is a lot. This is too much. Maybe I'm not ready for that. And my daughters and my clients say, yeah, come on, let's do it. It's not about a medal. It's about a learning and opportunity to do networking. And it's funny. I start selling package, making cupcakes, selling that to my neighbors, doing other fundraisers to go to Denmark. And thanks God, I went there the first year, participate, get the silver medal and sport. I think that's qualifying the other category because I show something that I don't have to show. And that's how we learn. And then that gave me the courage to immediately go to Romania after that and participate in the Super Cup. The same Super Cup, two category, thanks God, was all good. Couple of things, my mistake, but I learned. And I say, thank you for my mistake, I learned. And then go back again to the next year, 2023, and other championships. Just jump from championships and championships and championships. Learning, sharing, learning from my mistake, growing for that, and meeting people. And last year, I went to the World Massage Championship 2023, and I received the blessing of the gold medal and wellness. And then in the last final competition, I received a blessing of the people who believe in me, and they give me the overall as a world massage a champion in all the categories.
Wow.
And now I have the blessing to go to Canada. You imagine that? I went to Canada to the massage championship in Canada.
Have you ever seen somebody so excited to come to Canada?
It's a nice country. I love it. And remember, I'm a professional immigrant. I need to know Canada.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm really excited to meet you there in person. Yeah. Thank you for joining us even for a short period of time before your client. You run off, go do a miraculous treatment. I will see you in May, and we will continue talking to Leanne and learning more about what's going to be happening in Quebec. Thank you so much, Louisa.
Thank you so much. And for last, I just want to say, looking for meet all of you, and we going to have a class in the Canada Massage Championship, and this class is the evolution of the massage and all the technique from wellness to a sport. Doesn't matter what age we have to do this for us, evolute for our clients and for our long career. And that's LB7. Thank you so much, and see you soon in Canada.
Bye, Louisa. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Leanne, let's move on to you.
Do you think every client she has ends up getting like the gold medal treatments? Can you imagine that?
She seems like a little firecracker. She seems like she's got all the energy in the world. I mean, you know her better, Leanne. Is she always like that?
She's always like that. She's a very positive person. And now something bad happened to her. 3 weeks ago, she heard and she had a breast cancer. That's why she talked about evolution. Mm-hmm. That means she will teach a class in Montreal, but she do a lot of high massage on the table. That means it's a lot of stretching, pulling, you know? And because she will have an operation in 2 days, that means in May she will cannot pull and teach like she usually teaching. Mm. That means she have to adapt. That's why she talk about evolution. And the massage therapist, you will be 50, you will be 60, you will be 65. That means you have to adapt when you work, you know. It's easy to say, I quit massage therapy and I do something else. But when you really are passionate about, when you really love it, you try to find some tricks.
Wow. Well, I'd like to introduce you now, Leanne, because you and I have met on a couple of occasions. So for anybody who doesn't know who Leanne is, as I said, she's the organizer of the Canadian Massage Championships. So we met initially because she came to the Canadian Massage Conference in 2022, the first year we brought it back in person. And I just remember she was there with her friend and they were just going to all the classes. They were participating in everything. They were having so much fun. And I remember saying to somebody like, who are these French women? Like they're just having so much fun. And little did I know that they were not only there to enjoy the classes and learn, they were also there to meet us. They wanted to interview the organizers of the Canadian Massage Conference. And they actually published an article about us in a magazine in Quebec, which I was like, that's cool. Does that mean I'm famous now? Which we had no idea, by the way, Leanne. I don't know who you organized this with, but Mark and I had no idea. We just walked into the hotel one day and they're like, come sit. And all of a sudden we're being interviewed for a magazine. So if we said anything crazy, I'm sorry.
It's the way we love you guys. And you know, it's a French magazine, but it's not from just Quebec. It's a French magazine who go in France, Switzerland, and Belgium. It's all the French people around the world.
Oh, wow.
That's mean you more popular than you think.
Oh, all right. We're international, Mark.
Yes.
I probably didn't say much of anything. So
no, you were fairly quiet. Surprise. Well, we met Leanne there. And then, of course, she said, Massage Therapy Media, you guys have to come out and check out the Canadian Massage Championships. And this was, you know, back when Mark and I had heard of Massage Championships. We've interviewed a number of people on the podcast who have participated and gone to the World Massage Championships. And as Ontario RMTs, we know that this is something that stirs up a little bit of controversy, not only here, in other provinces and in the States as well, where people can't get past the word championships. They can't get past the idea of it being a competition. And I want Leanne to introduce herself first, but I just wanted to bring this up. Her and I had a phone conversation last week when we were setting up this podcast, and she said, it's not about the medal. Like, this is about exactly what Louisa just said. This is about passionate therapists getting to go and meet other therapists, network with therapists from around the world, not just in your backyard, and learn new techniques and watch people do what they do. And, you know, it's really more about sharing and learning and the experience. It's not about the competition. And I think that's the thing that people can't really wrap their head around.
It's probably a little bit more than just the idea of competition, but I'll chime in on that. I'm just going to rest my throat for a little bit.
Yeah, you rest. So Leanne, why don't you introduce yourself? Let everybody know how long you've been a massage therapist, how you got into massage, and then how you ultimately became the organizer of the Canadian Championships.
It will be my pleasure, but if you can hear, I'm French, okay? Because with my nice, sexy French accent, you know? I mean, if you don't understand my word, don't be shy to tell me and I will try to repeat or say it to another way, then you can understand, guys, okay? But I will do my best, okay? My name is Leanne Dufresne. I'm a massage therapist since 36 years. And after 36 years, I'm still passionate. I still love it. And really, I see myself massage until 80 years old.
Wow.
I love it so much. And I think I'm very blessed that I work and I do something and I love. I love to take care of people. I love to take care of myself, because to be a good massage therapist, you have to take care of yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. You have to be healthy and strong and have no pain nowhere, because it's better to give massage. My past, like Mark say, I used to do a lot of sport. That's why I became a massage therapist. I used to be a gymnast, and after I became a teacher, gymnastic teacher, and I teach very high level gymnastic. And when my gymnastic girls hurt themselves, I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
To fix them. And I say, you know what? I will go take a massage course, and that means I can massage my team. And then they can be better and better and better. That's the way I go in the massage therapy, to take care of my gymnastic girls, you know? and my team.
So you did this out of necessity for your career. You wanted to make sure that you had every tool possible to keep your team in good shape.
Yes. And it starts like that. Okay. And when you, and I used to be, I do a lot of sport. I did judo, karate. I was a North American champion in karate. My father is a very strong man. He run in the family. We are all strong. And very young, I start to do some strong woman competition at 12 years old. You know, I do some wheelbarrow competition. That wow. sounds funny, but, and I can lift 800 pounds at 12 years old. That's mean everybody what? Was, oh my God, she's only what? 12 and she's so strong. Oh, yes.
You could lift 800 pounds at 12?
Yes, in a wheelbarrow and walk 10 feet with that, you know, because you have to walk with that.
I don't think feet. I could lift 800 pounds now.
You were 12, maybe.
You wow. know, and it's so funny how the life it is, because that's mean. With the wheelbarrow competition, the karate championship, the judo championship, I was somewhere in Gatineau, and we had wheelbarrow championship, arm wrestling, and you know, you take a big, big, heavy rock, and you pull it very far. You know, like you see that sometime at the very strong men competition, they take a big rock and they throw that very far.
Wow.
And I never did arm wrestling, and I never threw a big rock like that. But I say, oh, I will put my name, and I became the strongest woman from in Gatineau. And some people say, hey, Leanne, you're strong in arm wrestling. You should come to the Quebec Championship. And I was really shy at this time, really, really shy. And my father said, okay, she will go. And I became, well, win the world, the Quebec Championship, the Canadian Championship, and the World Championship. And my teacher say, Leanne, you win one world. That's good, but try to win a second one. Now everybody want to beat you. You kind of the target. And I really take that very carefully. And I train so hard. Then I win 11 world championship heavyweight.
Wow.
With that, the good point is when you start your career in the 80s, the massage wasn't very the big fashion in the 80s. Sometimes I have only two customers a week. And I remember I charged $25 for a massage. It's a luck. I live at my parents' house and I have my mom's car and the gas. My father paid the gas for my car. You know, that's me. I didn't have to work too much, but I have a lot of time to train. And that's funny because that's why I became so strong. And so I go so high in my sport. No, and I travel around the world. And you know what? It's so funny because I retire since I get pregnant. I have two big kids now, 22 and 21. And it's what I miss the most, travel around the world to compete. And now I do that again with the massage championship. I'm so happy. Really, it's so cool. I went to Denmark. I went to US and somebody asked me to be a judge in Cameroon, Africa. And somebody today invite me in Italy to be a judge there. That means I start to travel again. It's so funny. Wow. Life, it's awesome.
This is really cool. I've learned two things right now from that story, Leanne. One, I'm really happy that I'm on your good side. Do not piss off Leanne. She's the strongest woman in the world. And two, competition and championships, all of this has been in your blood from the time you were a little girl. So it now makes a lot of sense why, you know, you're already doing massage therapy. You love it so much. You want to massage until you're 80, which I think is absolutely insane, but great. Good for you.
It's crazy talk.
And so it makes so much sense to me why you would think, you know what, let's do this massage championship thing here in Canada. And I know that you're so passionate about getting Canadians on board. And I know it's been a struggle for you. So I know Mark said he was going to chime in, and I would love to hear if he's done resting his throat. Why do you think Canadians are not as excited as, like, you listen to Leanne, you listen to Louisa, why are they not on board with a massage championship?
I think a lot of it has to do with just the title alone, to be honest with you. And then once a once a massage therapist in Canada, where it's regulated healthcare for a couple of the provinces, well, more than a couple, a good handful, but it's considered healthcare right across the board. And so when massage therapists, I feel like they're always trying to prove themselves in the wellness and medical community. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they really don't like to align themselves with anything that they feel someone of a higher status in that field, you know, the general wellness medical industry or profession, would look down on and say, like, what is this all about?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big part of it. I think if a lot of therapists just had a better understanding of what it was about, I think they would change their minds on it, to be honest with you. Like, we've had a couple of Canadians that have gone and competed elsewhere, like
in Denmark, yeah.
Shoot, I can't remember her name from
Jessica
BC.
From BC,
Jessica,
yeah.
Right? And so, and they come back and they tell us the stories about why they go and all the rest of it. And I think if more therapists hear those types of stories, then that I think starts to change minds a little bit. But when I see in the Facebook groups, like a therapist saying, oh, like what other health professions have competitions? This is silly. I'm like, first of all, paramedics used to have, in Ontario, there used to be paramedic games. Like, yeah. I always bring that up and everyone's like, really? They had paramedic games? In med schools, they have surgery competitions.
Why can firefighters make a sexy calendar and we can't
do
a competition?
I just mean, like, is it about a competition at med school? No. It's a different environment to foster learning.
Yeah.
Right? And if more RMTs kind of pictured it like that, this is a different environment to foster learning. It's different than the classroom. It's different than the online course that you're taking. It's different than the webinar that you're sitting in front of. But the whole point in my mind is to learn stuff. And I think if more people saw it like that, then why would they shoot down the idea of learning stuff?
And it's a fun environment to learn in. So we've only been to one championship so far. You know, thank you, Leanne, for inviting us last year. Massage Therapy Media. We felt really special, by the way. They gave us the lanyards that said media crew or something like that. So we could actually go right on the competition floor with our cameras. And so I got to see a lot of different techniques. And there's, as Leanne mentioned when Louisa was on, there's different categories as well. So you get to watch, you know, like a sport category, a wellness category. There's all of these different things to watch. And if you are interested in that, let's say you're somebody that works with athletes, this would be a great way to see some techniques that other sport therapists are using.
To me, it's not even just that. This is international.
Yeah.
Right? This is international massage and different types of body work. When you go to massage therapy school in Canada, it's all the same shit. Do you know what I mean? You don't get exposure to what massage is like in different parts of the world. So why wouldn't you want to learn that a little bit? Especially if you're so passionate about your career being a massage therapist. Like, why wouldn't you at least want to witness, maybe even support other people that are interested in the idea? It just blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Leanne, tell us about last year being the first Canadian, or was last year the second?
Can I find out this? How did you get?
Yes, that's what I want to know. How you got there?
How did you get to be the person that's kind of running the Canadian?
That's a very nice story. You know, we had a world massage champion in facial category, okay? Her name is Fian Duquette. She do Kubidu massage. That is a Japanese technique for the face.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with the COVID, the world champion in Denmark was online, okay, for 2 years. That means she said, you know what? We don't work, we do nothing. And she participate to the world champion, and she went first place for the face and second place for the body. And of course, on the magazine you went, guys, it's called Massopreneur. She did the front page.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh my God, we have a world massage champion in Quebec. I have to try her. I have to have a massage from her. She's a world champion. I have to. And that's me. I take an appointment. And I try her the first time for the face. It was awesome, different. I didn't know this kind of cupido massage, but I was happy to learn. And she said, oh, you are blocking your stomach. I will have to unblock that. You have to come back another time. And I go back another time. She gave me a stomach massage for 1 hour with different tools. I never received a massage like that. It really worked good. I have to go to the toilet. And it was wow. It was really surprising. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And after this massage, I say, Liane, I say, because we have a friend together and probably she talked about me and she said, I would like you help me for organize the first Canadian championship in Palais des Congrès in Montreal. I say, it's an aesthetic show. Okay. So, oh yeah, for me, competition and massage. Guys, something happened in my brain. Oh my God. I have to help you. That's for sure. Of course, it's all voluntary. I have no problem. If my kids are big, my clinic, because I have a massage clinic, run good. That means I have time to give to the championship, you know? Mm-hmm. And I organized the first one. We have only 22 people who participate, but we were so popular, so much people in front of our booth, then people complained. Then we blocked the pathway. Okay. That's me. The year after, of course, they asked us to organize the massage championship. They put us, you know, you was there in completely at the end. You know, yeah. That's me. If you have a lot of people who will not get on the people nerves, you know, that's me. It was perfect. And it's like that. And the thing is, I always listen to the massage therapist. And that is an aesthetic show. That means it's private. You have to be an esthetician. It's not open to public. You have to be a massage therapist. You have to be an owner of a spa or owner to a clinic to go in this show. And my massage therapist complained, saying, you don't like to be associated with aesthetic. Hmm. I don't see it so much like this, but a lot of people complain about that. I said, okay, I hear that. And I put that in my mind. And a lot of people who participate to the championship say, I would like my family come see me. I would like my wife come see me. I would like my friends come see me. And I say, no, it's not possible. It's a professional show. You have to be a professional to go in, mm-hmm. you know? And people were sad a little bit about that. That's why I decide to organize the first massage show in Quebec. We didn't have no show in Quebec. You know, you have the hair show, you have the car show, you have the book show, but we never had nothing for massage therapy. That's me. I decided to organize the first massage therapy summit. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the massage therapy summit, it will have booth. It will have a massage clinic. It will have some conference about massage. And of course, it will have the championship, you know? And in the Friday, we have two classes. Louisa Vergas will teach one classes. And we have Yepe Tangberg, the president of the International Massage Association, mm-hmm. who will teach advanced massage class. That means if people from Ontario would like to, our English class, of course, because these two people are English. That means if people from Ontario would like to come at a class, it will be our pleasure to invite them.
Wow. You have a lot going on that weekend. I didn't even realize that this massage summit had so many things going on. So let me just repeat this for people. There's a full trade show. There's classes. So like a mini massage conference. There's the championship. And then, I missed one thing. There was a fourth thing.
Clinic.
And a
clinic. If you want to pay to have a massage, you will have a clinic.
Wow. Okay. And so this is the first massage show or conference or anything that's happened in Quebec?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Why, Liane? Why? why? Where do you get all of this energy to do? Like, do you have a team? Are you doing this on your own? Okay. You have a team.
It's my show. I invest my money in the show, but I have a team who work with me. Okay. I have a team, then I pay, but I have a big team, then it's voluntary. A lot of massage therapists want to help. They want to be inspired. They want put the massage therapy in the light. How can we say that? In the light?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We want the massage therapy evaluate. We want to grow. We want explain to the people, to the public, how good it is. You should receive a massage in your life, and not just one. It should be a part of your lifestyle. Like you go to the gym, like you go to the movie theater, you know, I like to go to the beach. Massage, it's important. We want to teach. That's why the massage therapy summit, it's open to the public. It's not just massage therapist people. I really want to put the massage therapy in the light. I want people know more about. That's why we have conference, and the conference it's for massage therapists, but it's a conference for public too. You know, and that's if people would like to become a massage therapist, but they scared, they don't know. You know, sometimes deep down you want something, but you don't know how to go. You don't know. Timing is very important, but this massage therapy summit, it's for them. That's me. All the school are there. Not all, because we have a lot of school in Quebec, but a lot of school are there. All the professional association are there. Mm-hmm. Even in Quebec, we have the government. It's called Soin Personnel. They are there and they support us. They are our sponsor. We have people who sell sheets, oil, essential oil. We have massage school for autistic kids. They teach. It will be awesome. You will have a lot of different stuff.
So something Mark said sounded very similar to what you had said to me when we spoke on the phone, that this is just another avenue for learning, this massage championship. So the massage summit also, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for networking and learning. But speaking about the championship specifically, you know, what, now that this is going to be the third time that you're, you know, involved in this Canadian championship, what have you noticed? Like how have you seen it grow over the 3 years? What's the feedback you've been getting from the people who've participated? And talk to me about what's going to be new and different this year.
We have 5 categories this year. Okay. And because at the world champion, we have 8 categories. The first year we did only 1 category because we was novice. We were last year we have 3 categories, and this year we have 5 categories. Okay. What I hear the most, I don't know why, but you have a lot of magic stuff happen when the people compete. People, you know, when you're a massage therapist, you work by yourself in your room between 4 walls. Mm-hmm. If you work in a big spa, of course, you see other massage therapists, but a lot of people work for themselves. Okay. That's mean you are a little bit lonely.
Yeah.
To go to, like, to go to the conference you organize, guy, it's a nice way to meet other people, networking, learn. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to the championship, it's people, what they say, like Fian Duquet, the world champion, the facial world champion. She said, you know what, Leanne, since I participate to this championship, she used to be 55 years old. She said, a Chinese small person, you know, I say, I will be not able to massage another 20 years. I want to teach. Okay. That's me. When you participate to a championship, what you do first, you videotape yourself. You know, you take your phone and you look at yourself, how you do a massage, and you learn a lot about yourself. Because when you're at school, when you're at massage school, you always have the teachers, hey, your shoulders, put your head up. Don't be too strong with your finger. go with your body, use your body weights.
All the biomechanics that they yell at us about the biomechanics. Yes.
Yes. But you have a teacher always to correct you.
Yeah.
But when you work between your four walls, nobody correct you and you take very bad habit. That's me. Your shoulders coming round. You don't use the weight of your body. That's why all the people who I talk with, the people who participate to the championship, they are surprised of themselves. They say, oh my God, why my face is so close of the back of the customer? Why I push so hard with my tongue? You know, why I don't use my body weights? And when you see yourself, you correct yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what Fian say, she say, no, now I'm older, but because I correct myself, because I create a routine, a massage routine to present to the world champion, now I can massage. And at the end of my day, I'm really less tired. And it's what championship is about. It's not about a medal. Of course, medal, it's nice. Of course, to say I'm the world champion, it's nice. But it's not just about that. It's all the learning. You have to learn yourself. And you know what? It's 36 years I did my massage, Swedish massage course. I learned some technique and I forget, guys. I just forget this technique. And when I look at the championship and I say, oh my God, I learned this technique and I just forget it. And now I start to do this old technique in my routine. And customers are happy.
I mean, people can understand that. Anytime that I've taken a course or gone to a conference or watch a demo, even if it's one small little thing,
you walk away with something.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, I can see how that would be beneficial. This is something I'm going to take away. So when we went to the championships, even though, yes, I was there filming and I was working, you know, we're part of the media team, I was also watching and I was just like, this is so cool. Like, and one of the guys that won a medal, forgive me now, I don't remember what he won.
A little Asian guy?
Yeah. I think, what was his name? Kevin, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin, yes. Kevin, his techniques, I'm not saying this in any negative way. Kevin, if you're listening, I think that you're fantastic. But there was nothing he did that was over the top, extravagant.
He wasn't even attempting to be.
No, he did. Very, I don't want to say basic, that's not the right word, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, he did techniques that made sense for sport therapy, because that's the type of work that he does. And there was nothing he did that was incredible, but it was like the sequence of everything he did, like it looked like just a really well put together, cohesive treatment.
Well, that was one of the things that you spoke to him after when we recorded an interview. And he was like, I just treated the person that was in front of me.
Yeah.
Right? I did an interview with that person. I, you know, based on what we shared in that interview. And then I treated that person for what they needed. And I think he even made a comment like, I know I didn't go over the top and it wasn't necessary for me and it wasn't necessary for that particular patient. I treated how I would in my clinic.
But it was impressive enough to the judges to say, like, what Kevin's doing, this is a good treatment. He's a good therapist.
Thing. I don't think it needs to always be quite over the top like that. One thing that I wish you guys did, and there's still obviously time to do that, is to make it a little bit more known what the categories are, define the categories, what the judging is all about, what the judging criteria is. Because I think, like, we have an idea because we've done interviews with some of the judges. We have an idea because we've spoken to people that have competed. But a massage therapist flipping through Facebook that sees massage competition, they're like, I don't know what the fuck this thing is. It seems kind of weird. And then if they see, like, the different categories, like, this is sport massage, and this is what sport massage, as per the competition, has we're defining sport massage.
Yeah.
This is a wellness massage. This is how we define wellness, or Western, or East, or whatever the case is. And that way, at least the therapist has a better understanding as, like, what the fuck goes on during this competition.
That's actually a really good idea, actually. If that was a little more...
Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to change anyone's fucking mind. But,
it may not, but I think if people understood what it is that they're doing. So, for example, we also did media coverage for the Thai massage competition that took place last year here in Toronto. And I remember one of the categories, I can't remember what it was exactly called, but basically the competitors were given a condition,
yes,
or some sort of, and they had to perform a Thai massage that would be beneficial for somebody condition. With this condition.
Headaches.
Right.
Low back muscular discomfort.
Exactly. So, you know, and they were very clear when they were announcing the categories. And I was like, okay, so then when I was going around and I was filming everything, I was looking at like what the people were doing and keeping in mind like, okay, they're supposed to be treating for low back pain right now. Okay, I see the technique. I understand what they're doing. And I think that that would be something really beneficial actually for everybody to know like what all the categories are, what is expected for each category. How are they defined? Yeah.
And I think a big part too is the whole judging system, because that's where people lose their mind. They're like, we're healthcare. What do you mean judging? Massage therapy. How do you judge massage therapy? You're not the client. How do you judge that? And on top of that, it's going to be different for everybody subjectively how you feel based on what someone's doing. So when we talked to one of the judges, was it Betsy we were talking to? Betsy Ann?
We definitely did an interview with
right?
Betsy.
And then yep. She was talking about, you know, the criteria for being a judge. Like, what do we look for? And it surprised me because I wasn't expecting the answers she was giving. And I think if a lot of other therapists heard some of those answers, they'd be like, I kind of get it.
Yeah. Somebody else that was a judge, I can't remember who now, it might've been Joe. I don't know. Somebody that was on the podcast talked about things like, you know, the judges are looking for the communication you have with your client, your own, like, you know, what Leanne was saying, your own body mechanics, that the treatment makes sense, you know, like you're not just doing a bunch of fancy techniques, but this is a treatment. So yeah, I think that would be
right? Like
good
the,
for people to
like
know.
The same way if you're into figure skating, like you know what the judges are looking for, right? They're looking, I don't know, I'm a horrible example because I don't know anything about fucking figure skating. Right? but you know what I mean, right? So when a judge gives you a 7.5 and so on, so on, so on, you kind of know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but those are some things that I think that might help a little bit. Or might not, but, you know, something to consider, I suppose.
But you know what? When you go to school, when you go to massage school, you pass exam. And your teacher look at you.
Yeah.
And take notes on your technique.
Yep.
Okay? It's going 85 points. You have 20 points for the technique. Okay? But in massage therapy, everybody start in the middle. As we considerate, then everybody is good. If you go to a championship, it's because you love massage, you are passionate about, you need the challenge, because you will not put your name there, you know, you will not go there.
Yep.
Okay. That's mean if the point it's on this category, the technique it's on 20 points, everybody start with 10 points. Everybody start with 10 points. Okay. That's mean if your technique it's really good, really, really good, you put more points. If your technique it's not complete, you know, or the routine don't make sense, okay, you lose point. You know, that's mean you don't. We don't have people with 14 on 85. We don't have this kind of mark, you know, because everybody start in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have point for the presentation. The way you dress, the way your tables are. Don't put some dirty sheets, wrinkled sheets on your table, please, you know? And with dirty fingers or dirty nail, you know, we have the basic, it's normal, but some people are, it's, you know?
Some people are dirty, you can say it. I mean, I hope that us in healthcare are not those some people, but some people are dirty.
I'm not gonna lie.
And we have points for the flow, you know, the way you walk. And that's, it's very important, you know. If you change the side, if you're the right side, you go to the left side. If you walk like an elephant, if you walk like a robot, you lose point, you know. It's massage therapy, even if it's a sport massage therapy, it's like a dance, you know, you have to, because if you're too rough when you move, the customer feel it. That's mean, if the customer feel it, maybe you will be scared and you will tighten this muscle. It will be under protection mode, you know. You have to be smooth. That's mean you have point the way you move around your table. You have, and in the championship, we give point for the innovation. Mm-hmm. We want innovation. And you know, have a little story about that. We have Yippie Tengberg, the International Massage Association, the president. And last year, we a judge, a very popular judge from France for Paris, in Dutch in our world championship. And he's used to judge to the world championship everywhere, Italy, France, everywhere. And he tell me, oh, my God, in French, of course, Canada don't have too much innovation. I say, I know, but I was so happy it didn't came the first year because I was so proud because I see a big increase, you know. First year, oh my God, it was very basic massage. But it was normal. No, people didn't know. They learned, they watched video because on the International Massage Association, if you follow them in Facebook and Instagram, you see some championship, you know, you see the French championship, you see the Danish championship, you see the world champion, you know, the Europe championship. That means you can see the technique. You see that. That means, say, oh my God. That means we have point for innovation. And I hope this year, Yepi Tengberg will not say the same thing. You know, I hope my people will just try to create new movement, but it's hard to create new movement.
Well,
because you have
I did tell Yepi, you know, when we went to dinner after the championship that night, was it your birthday?
Yes,
we went
to celebrate?
So we went to celebrate Leanne's birthday, and I was actually seated at the side of the table close to Yepi, and we were talking, and, you know, he mentioned something like that, you know, Canadians are a little more stiff, you know, I mean, before we start recording, maybe even after, Leanne said, Canadians are square. It's, yeah, I mean, compared to the rest of the world, and we're talking about Yepi, like, Europeans look at us like, why are you guys such prudes? 100%. But I said to Yepi, like, I think also you have to consider when you're watching a championship with Canadians, like, that even a little bit of innovation, like, that's big for us. We are used to, you know, as Mark said, like, it's healthcare. We're not looking to be overly, like, creative and the whole dance thing. And I don't know. So I said to him, yeah, you know, we're probably not going to be as innovative as Europeans, possibly ever.
I don't know if innovative is the word, though. It sounds more like a little bit more like showmanship.
Yes, he wanted it to be a little bit more of a show. And I said, that's very European, and definitely it will be like that in Europe. But here in Canada, I don't know if we're going to get that.
Well, because, like I said, massage therapists here are, you know, they pride themselves in healthcare. And then it's all about patients and patient outcomes. And, you know, putting on a show, and, you know, is the last thing we're thinking of most of a massage therapist's mind. So I get where they come from, and it really takes a different type of person, not different, but it takes a very, for lack of a better way of saying, special type of person that even wants to get into competition like this. And I think a lot of people, like you were saying, it's not about a medal at all. It's about the experience. Right? Yeah. It's like the Jamaican bobsled team. You're not going to the fucking Winter Olympics to win gold. You know very well you're not winning gold. You're going for the experience, right? So I want to know, what do you say to the massage therapist in Canada that says, competition? I'm not saying me. And I'm going to just speak for a whole bunch of therapists that I hear say this kind of stuff. They feel that this holds the profession down. What is your response to the Ontario massage therapist, regulated massage therapy, says this is not a good look for the profession? What's your response to that?
It's normal. Human people, when we don't know something, when something it's new, it's very easy to put the negative way on it and put the thing down. That's really, first of all, it's really human. Mm-hmm. Everybody who hear about championship, the first reaction is like, what is that? I have people who came at the second last year at the championship, and they came, they don't want to be there, okay? But when they saw it, they understand it, they feel it, they feel the passion, they feel the community, they feel the friendship between the massage therapists. Now all these people, they are my sponsor, and they have a booth at the massage therapy summit. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's normal. It's normal to have a funny reaction like, yeah, what is that? You know, championship? Did you see a dentist championship in your life? I hear that a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's normal. When we don't know something, it's normal. Championship, it's not for everybody. You know, it's not because you go to the gym, you will go to a bodybuilder competition. Mm-hmm. Go to the gym because you love to train. You love to be healthy. You feel healthy. You know?
I actually disagree with you on this. When you say it's not for everybody, I truly believe if the majority of massage therapists in Ontario were to experience just going, forget competing, just going to observe, I think a lot of massage therapists that were negative about this whole thing, I think they would change their mind a little bit. I think being there and experiencing makes the biggest difference in the world.
Yeah.
You still might walk away going, I don't get the competition, I don't get medals, but you cannot help but feel that sense of community. Mm-hmm. You cannot help but feel inspired to be around a bunch of people that are good at what they do and they're super passionate at what they do and they're friendly as fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if you really like your job, which most massage therapists do, to go and just like watch a whole bunch of different people do body work. It's like, I don't even know anything about cooking, but I'll plant myself down and watch the Food Network and watch people make food all day long. And that's me not knowing anything about cooking. You can imagine if I knew something about cooking, it would be even more enjoyable, right? So I think the majority of massage therapists in Ontario, if they had actually just experienced it, even just go to the venue and be around it, you wouldn't feel so negative about it.
I agree.
I firmly believe that.
I agree. I think even myself, I never really felt negative about it. I didn't understand it. But just going to that championship last year, it really like opened my eyes to like how positive this actually is.
It's because of all the reasons that you would think that this is silly and it shouldn't be around, quickly get erased and replaced with that whole inspiration and community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, maybe I spoke a little too soon,
mm-hmm.
right? I truly, truly believe that. Because there's a lot of people that come in and like they'll take a course or they'll go to the massage conferences or whatever the case is, and you walk away learning something.
Yeah.
Like, you can't help it. You do. And this is just a whole bunch of that shit happening all at one time. I don't know, man. I think, in other words, people be open. How hard is that? Be open about it.
Open your minds.
I very agree with you, Mark. There's a lot of people who don't understand championship, and I invite them last year, and now they understand. They understand it's not just championship. Championship, it's a word to put all massage therapists together, and you show to other colleagues and other people your work. You know, mm-hmm. and you are proud, and you just want to show your work. And I think it's awesome.
You know how you always say, Mark, like,
yeah.
you know, when the plane lands and everybody claps, you're like, nobody claps for me at my job. Like, massage therapist, wouldn't it be cool to like go to this event and have people cheer for you for just doing a good job?
Yes. And it's good. You know what? I have a little story to tell you. We have a girl. Her name is Annie de Blois, okay? She's from Quebec, country of Quebec City. That means it's really country. Nobody speaks English there.
Mm-hmm.
She don't speak English. She never take the airplane of her life. She never go to Cuba, Florida. And she's a good massage therapist because her customers say, go to this championship. She didn't win. But at the end of the first championship, 2022, she said, Liane, I love my experience so much, so much. I want to go around the world to compete and see other massage therapists. I want to see the other technique. I want to see the other people, how they massage. And you know what? Last year, she went to Europe Championship in Greece, her first trip. She never don't speak English. She never take an airplane in her life. And she's like a flower. She opened. She every year I see her, she's more straight, she have more self-esteem, she trusts her hand better. And who do you think a customer don't receive all this nice energy?
All the benefits, yeah.
All the benefit. you know, because she's a better massage therapist, because she's more open. She went to the world championship in Denmark and she didn't win. And she want to go next year. She want to improve her mark because you receive your mark and she want to improve her mark. She compete with herself.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. And you should take a championship this way, not just go for a medal. And you know what? It's really hard on ego because, Mark, I'm very sorry, but some men, when I met them, I said, oh, do you will come back compete? No, why? I didn't win. Oh, and why you don't compete again? Try to be better. No, I didn't win. It's more men say that. Women say, I didn't win, but it's okay. I want to try better. But I don't know. Men, it's the ego. It's the, they take the championship very seriously, but of course it's serious. But take the championship like more an experience, team building, make some new friend. Have another example to tell you. Her name is Julie Island. She won the second place the first year, silver medal. Okay. She's a teacher. She has her own school. She came compete. She arrived second place. And I was happy to see her massage because she massaged awesome. She's 6 foot. She's tall. She's strong. And if I want to pay a massage, of course it will be with Julie because I see the way she massage. And I say, oh my God, I want a massage from her. Okay. But after the championship, she comes see me. She say, Liam, you know what? I will come every year. I say, why? I love teaching. I love my student. I really love my student. But I really enjoy to be with other massage therapists like me, 25 years, they massage, and they still passionate. I want these people in my circle. I want them around me because I love my student. I love teaching, but it's so cool to be with people passionate like me still after 20, 25 years. That's me. I call that a little magic. I think it's what a championship is. And you know what? It's the new way to travel because you're a self-worker. And when you go compete in Europe, you can put that on your expense.
Yeah, exactly. This is a business expense to travel the world.
It's a business expense. And you travel the world. In Europe, it's the new way to travel. You put your name in the championship and you travel and you visit the world. And why not? You make new friend. You see new technique. You see all the Russia people massage. You see all the Ukraine people massage. They have very awesome technique. And you know what? This year, what it's really, really cool. We have 7 person come from Africa. They are from 3 countries from Africa. They're coming
to
the championship.
It's so cool. And, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking, Leanne, you know, Mark said that one of the things that really trips people up, and you said it as well, you hear all the time, like, do dentists have competitions or championships or whatever? Wouldn't it actually be great if every profession had this kind of thing? You know, like, what's to say that you can't be professional, but also have fun and learn and network? And if all of, you know, if every profession kind of did something like this, where it's like you get together with other people globally that are passionate about the same thing as you, or at least, you know, working in the same profession as you, and you can all learn from each other. Because a lot of us do tend to just kind of, as you said, stay in our four walls. We do what we do. We get complacent. Like I said, I didn't understand the championship. And then last year going there, like Mark said, I was like, wow, it's just everybody was so excited and so positive and so humble too. Like, you know, you were talking about ego. I didn't see any of that. I saw all of the competitors admiring each other, You know, like, of course, when they were competing in their category, they were focused. They were doing what they had to do. They were focused on their client. But in between, when, you know, they weren't competing, they were all watching each other and just really in awe of what everybody else was doing. And you could see that they were all learning from each other. And the networking that went on there was really cool. Like, for me, it was really awesome sitting next to Jeppe from Denmark at dinner. And I'm like, what? Like, I never thought we'd be sitting in the same room together. So... I don't know. I think that everybody should, at least as Mark said, just check it out. Even if you don't want to put your name in and be a part of the championship, that's okay. Come and see it.
Right. So like if you're that person that feels so strongly that in your mind this damages the profession and you don't even want to support it, I get you not coming. Totally 100%. Mm-hmm. And I applaud you for not coming because you're standing by what you truly believe to be the case. Anyone that's on the fence, just check it out. What's the worst thing that's going to fucking happen? You see something cool, you see something that you think is completely out there, and you see something that you think is dumb as shit. Do you see what I'm saying? But you still see all of this stuff and you get to experience it. And that, to me, experience is worth it all. Mm-hmm. Experience is worth it all. It doesn't make sense to just shut her down. Again, unless you're that person, like, this damages the profession and I cannot take part in this and I do not support this and I don't condone it. Then fine. I get you. But anybody else?
Well, Leanne, how would this happen? You know, part of the reason that we connected is the one province that, you know, they're having the most trouble cracking is Ontario, which is not even that surprising to me. So for Ontario therapists that do listen, how would they get involved? Whether they just want to come to the Massage Therapy Summit and learn and come for the experience, or if they want to put their name in for the championship, give us some information. How do they do this?
They just come to the summit. I think you need to see it. I think it's important because what I realize, when you see it, you understand more. And if you're too shy, because some people told me, I'm too shy. I'm not good enough to do a championship. No. Do you love massage? Yes. If you love massage, you can compete. You don't need to. Why are you saying you're not good enough? No. But for Ontario people, I would like to invite you to come to the massage summit. I think it will be a nice step. Quebec, it's nice. May, it's a beautiful month, okay? And you will see a different philosophy from Ontario, from the school, the association, the professional association. We are nice people. French people are very nice and friendly. You know that, you know? That's me. I invite them to just come see, and maybe next year, we don't know.
What is the website, Leanne? How do people find out the information? What's the website?
It's called... It's in French, but the website can be in English, but the title is in French. It's Le Sommet de la Massothérapie. But we have a Facebook. It's called the Canadian and International Massage Championship. It's in English. That means you can go on our Facebook. We always put the link. All the posts we do, we put the link. That means you just click on the link. You can try, because we have a lot of people from Ukraine. That means we can traduce in Ukraine, French, English, and Spanish. That means it's for everybody. That means you can go see the rule. All the criteria from the judge are there, the classes, the conference people, the people who do the conference. If you want to rent a booth, we have 13 booths left. Because you know what, guys? I rent a big, big room at the Sheraton Laval. We rent that so quick. That means I have to rent a bigger room, okay? With more booths available. That means we have 13 booths free. If people maybe want to do something in Quebec or do something with a Quebec massage therapist. But don't forget, we have people from US, from Africa, from Ukraine. We have people around from BC. We have a lot from Ontario. We have some people compete from Ontario too.
Great.
We have at least, I think, 5% from Ontario. But if you want to come and share our passion, everybody's invited. You just have to buy your ticket online. Or if you come to the show, you can buy the ticket at the entrance.
Amazing. Well, we'll be there.
I just don't get it. I don't get why the majority of massage therapists wouldn't be like, yeah. They just need to hear it differently.
And I hope they will hear Leanne and hear this. That's the whole point. They'll change their
mind a little bit. If you love doing your job, which I haven't really run into many therapists that say, I hate my job, right? We run a continuing education company. Everyone that rolls through the freaking doors here, I love my job. I love my job. I love my job. And those are the people that would love to go watch this type of thing. Right? They would love to sit there and watch someone else treat, watch different types of techniques, watch things that they've never seen before, watch things that are put into sequence that they might not have even thought of, like, hey, this can go with this. Watch people do modalities that they might have never seen before. They might not even get it. They might think it's silly. They might think it's great, but you've never seen it before, and now you get to. To me, that's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To me, that's all worth it.
Well, I hope that people will hear this and hear Leanne talk about it and, you know, Louise's experience. And I hope that we can get a lot more, not just from Ontario, but therapists across Canada to come and check out this Canadian championship. Because I think eventually, Leanne, are you looking to take this out of Quebec?
You know what? We are full of possibility. That's it. What is nice. That means I'm open. See, I'm not square. I'm open.
I love it. Well, thank you for hanging out with us again. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in May. And of course, after the show, there's always time for some networking over food and drinks, right?
Yes, we have a dinner the Saturday night because I really want to make the connection between the massage therapists. Saturday night, we have all the people who compete will have the chance to talk with the judge, talk with the sponsor. And that's mean it will be fun because I want to create this community. Because I don't know in Ontario, but in Quebec, massage therapists are really humble and really shy. And sometimes they are not really, it's hard for them to do networking. And I want to help them. I want to help them to create opportunity, find new work, maybe find a place to teach. You know, I really want to create that. And why I create this summit massage therapy, it's really because I love massage. I really want to give opportunity to a lot of people. And I really want public fall in love with massage therapists and put massage in our life, in their life. It's why, it's the reason why.
Wow. Well, thank you, Leanne. All right. Well, since Mark is sick, I will end our recording tonight. So thanks, Leanne. We're really looking forward to it. And to everybody else, you guys have been listening to Two Massage Therapists and a Microphone. Peace.